This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to Maimon Elbaz's Torah show, and we're doing the Living Mishnah series. We have Mishnah 747. I'd like to dedicate it to Manny Haber's wife. I don't know her name, but Mrs. Haber was zeichet to be megadol, a wonderful family of supporters of Torah. The Mishnah today is in Seder Taharot. It's in Masechet Parah, Perek Bet Mishnah Gimel. Certain activities that disqualify the red heifer. Torah shows is deeply grateful to Chaim Lax for being an ongoing sponsor. Should be his chus for Kalman, Ben Chaim, and Shendel Basmam Ofrimid. Aleim HaShalom. So the discussion today is the Para Aduma, which everyone's looking forward, that when Mashiach comes, this supernatural, extraordinary red heifer will be utilized in purifying Tumah from people so that they can enter the Beit HaMikdash. So the Mishnah is going to discuss certain types of Para Adumas that are disqualified and cannot be used for the purification process. Says the Mishnah, Yotza Dofen. That means it wasn't born through the natural birth canal. It was born through a cesarean section of cutting open the womb. So such a Para Aduma would be disqualified. Ve'etnan u'mechir pesula. And this is a machloket. If someone gave an etnan, a gift to a prostitute for pay, and then that was given as a Para Aduma, so it's rejected because the Torah says don't bring this to the house of Hashem. Or if something was traded for a dog, come on, how could you take something that was traded for a dog and bring that to Hashem? So pesula would be pasul. Rabbi Yezer allows the case of the etnan and the mechir. Why? Shenamar, because he says when it says in the Torah, lo tavi etnan zona mechir kelev beit adonai elohecha, don't bring that gift of a zona or of a trade of a dog to the house of Hashem, that meant something that was being used as a korban. But here, you don't even bring the Para Aduma into the Beit HaMikdash. It was burned outside, and it was used to purify people outside. But Ve'en Zo Bala Bayit, this is not considered bringing it into the house. So that was Rabbi Yezer's Kula. Tanakama the Chachamim hold. But still, since it was purchased with Kodshei Bedek Abayis, and was used with money from the Lishka, the Chumas HaLishka. So that's considered like it's going in the house of Hashem. It should not be used. And why does it say the Pasuk of Beis Hashem? Even something that's really used exclusively for the Beit Hashem, let's say the gold plates that were used to cover the wood inside the Beit HaMikdash. So let's say that was given to Zonah, now that was donated. So it would be rejected, even if it's something that's really exclusive for the use of the Beit Hashem. Okay, so says the Mishnah, more cases of Para Aduma that would be disqualified. So says the Mishnah, Kol Amumim HaPosim B'Muktashim Posim B'Para. In Mesechet Bechoro Perek Vav, you can see a whole list of mums, of blemishes in an animal that are defects that disqualify it from being a korban. So those apply here as well. Now the Mishnah is going to say new cases of Para Aduma that could be problematic. What are they? Rachav Aleha, if he rode on top of it, Nishan Aleha, or he leaned on it, Nitla Biznava, or it was hanging from its tail, Avrabat Anar, he crossed over a river with it and he was leaning on it for support, Kipal Aleha Tamosera, or if he took its rein and he rolled it up and put it on top. Natan talito aleha, or he put his talis on it. Pesula, these are all ways of doing work with it, and we know it's not allowed to have any work. Similar to egla rufa. Aval kishar b'mesar b'mosera, but let's say you tied it with a rein, asala sandal b'shoshlo tachlik, or you made it a type of shoe so it shouldn't slip. Peres talito aleha b'nei zivuvim, or if you put a talus on top of it so that bugs shouldn't bother it, kashira, then it's okay. Kazeh klal, this is the rule. Kol shu litzarka kashira litzarka achir pesula. If you put it on top of the para aduma for its own benefit, it's not going to disqualify it. But if it was for your benefit, then it would disqualify it. May we say that this should be halacha lemaisa, a curve. And I thank Hashem for the zechut to work for Torah shows. Should be a zechut for my father and father-in-law in Gan Eden. Please sponsor Shiurim. We need your support. And always remember to help Ani Eretz Yisrael. They are so special.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.